The brain's role in emotions and reasoning. In 1848, a railroad worker named Phineas Gage experienced a terrible accident that changed our understanding of how the brain works. While at work, an explosion sent a large iron rod through his head, damaging the front part of his brain. Miraculously, Gage survived, but his personality underwent a drastic transformation. Previously friendly and easygoing, he became irritable and impulsive, unable to control his emotions or get along with others as he once did. Scientists realized that specific brain areas govern how we manage our feelings and interact with people. Gage's injury disrupted the connection between these areas, making it hard for him to regulate his emotions despite his ability to perform tasks like math and work duties. This incident highlighted the crucial link between our emotions and reasoning abilities in the brain. Effective wiring between these areas allows us to navigate social situations and control our impulses. Gage's story shows us just how vital this connection is for our everyday behavior and relationships. Emotional intelligence for success. Understanding how emotions influence our actions is crucial for success. Take Lily, a medical technician, for example. When she felt stuck and frustrated in her biotechnology job, she didn't let her emotions hold her back. Instead, she used her emotional intelligence, EQ, to make strategic moves. According to Primal Leadership, a book by Daniel Goleman, Richard E. Boyatzis, and Annie McKee, emotional intelligence consists of four key skills: self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, and relationship management. Lily's journey perfectly illustrates how these skills can lead to success. Firstly, Lily was self-aware. She recognized her dissatisfaction with her job, which was the first step towards change. Then, she employed self-management to address her frustrations. She didn't just complain, she took action by approaching her boss and presenting a well-thought-out report outlining the company's financial risks. Lily also demonstrated social awareness. She paid attention to her boss's emotional cues and adapted her approach accordingly. By doing so, she effectively managed the relationship with her boss. Lastly, Lily leveraged her positive rapport with her boss to secure a promotion to a more fulfilling role, the impact of emotional awareness. It's alarming how many people struggle to understand their own emotions, especially considering their impact on daily life. In a recent study, only 1/3 of 500,000 participants could accurately identify their emotions as they happen. This lack of emotional awareness can lead to poor decision-making under stress. Comedian Craig Shoemaker experienced this firsthand when he felt trapped in a TV show role with terrible scripts. Despite the sinking feeling, he couldn't walk away, and the show's failure affected his career. Research reveals that emotional and social skills are crucial for workplace success, carrying 60% of the responsibility, far outweighing skills like time management or communication. Employers are starting to realize this and are teaching these vital EQ skills to their teams. Emotional intelligence, EQ, isn't just important for work, it also impacts health. Listening to your instincts and managing emotional stress can boost resilience against diseases, anxiety, and depression. In fact, teaching EQ skills has been shown to aid in the recovery of breast cancer patients. Emotional intelligence in different groups. As people age, they generally become more emotionally intelligent. Women usually have higher emotional intelligence than men, especially in managing relationships. Interestingly, customer service workers and middle managers tend to have higher emotional intelligence compared to other professions. Surprisingly, C-level executives have the lowest scores. Across all job types, those with better emotional intelligence perform better. Whether you are outgoing or shy doesn't affect your emotional intelligence. What matters most are skills like recognizing strong emotional reactions, controlling your feelings, interpreting subtle behavioral cues, understanding others' perspectives, and building relationships. Unlike IQ, you can improve your EQ through practice and learning. Improve your emotional intelligence, EQ. You can strengthen your emotional intelligence, EQ, by practicing regularly. Repetition is the key to lasting change. Don't try to work on all four skills at once, as it can be overwhelming. Instead, focus on one skill at a time. With consistent practice, EQ skills will become easier over time, no matter your age. To reach your full potential, it's crucial to focus on improving your emotional intelligence, EQ. This means understanding and managing your emotions effectively. Take concrete steps like actively listening and letting others finish speaking before you respond. Even if not every leader prioritizes EQ, those who do tend to excel in their roles. Personal competence, a key aspect of EQ, involves knowing yourself and using your emotions productively. Take musician Ray Charles, for example. When he embraced his grief over losing his mother, he channeled those emotions into his music, enhancing his talent. By understanding himself and integrating his emotions into his work, he unlocked his full potential. Lean into the discomfort. Many people avoid confronting the harsh realities about themselves, but hiding from uncomfortable emotions only prevents growth. Instead, shine a light on those dark corners and confront what you'd rather ignore. By facing your fears, arrogance, and neediness head-on, you gain insight into the barriers holding you back. For instance, excessive partying might mask underlying sadness, seeking approval can make you vulnerable to manipulation, and fear of rejection might keep you isolated. Embrace discomfort as a teacher. If you're painfully shy, practice initiating conversations to build confidence. It's about stepping into your comfort zone to find strength and understanding. Emotions are expressed both through words and actions. They can range from joy and sadness to anger, fear, frustration, and embarrassment. To understand your own feelings better, pay attention to when these emotions surface, what triggers them, the thoughts that come with them, and the physical sensations you experience. If you tend to hide from your emotions, try to be more aware by noticing your reactions. It's okay to make mistakes as you learn to recognize and manage your emotions. With practice, your emotional intelligence, EQ, will improve. People with high EQs use emotional discomfort as a learning opportunity. By managing impulsive reactions, they can stay focused on their goals. Plan ahead for situations that might provoke strong emotions and stick to your plan. For example, if someone cuts you off in traffic, resist the urge to retaliate. Continuing calmly without engaging is a safer and more productive response. It might seem simple, but having an inner conversation that promotes positive self-management can be very effective. Give yourself a mental pep talk to stay emotionally balanced and focused on your goals. Improve social skills, an anthropological perspective. People who struggle with social interactions often don't realize how they come across to others. Consider a boss who frequently interrupts employees while they speak. A skilled human resources manager could conduct surveys among the boss's team to provide valuable feedback. By addressing communication issues step by step, this manager could greatly enhance staff relationships and retention rates. Listening is crucial but often overlooked. To listen effectively, quiet your mind, eliminate distractions, and pay close attention. This shows respect and makes people feel valued, strengthening relationships. To better understand others' emotions, approach it like a scientist observing behavior. Observe body language, tone of voice, and how quickly someone moves. To avoid misunderstanding, ask clarifying questions like, "Are you feeling disappointed?" When communicating, be aware of your own feelings and the emotions of others. Building rapport is key. People are more likely to listen to you when there's a personal connection. Conflicts often arise when deep-seated feelings aren't dealt with. Emotions can make things murky, so the more you work on understanding emotions, the better you'll be at fixing problems. Instead of confronting folks and making them defensive, try to stay calm and own up to your part in the tension. Show interest in others. To make stronger bonds, lend a hand, and cheer others on. Emotional intelligence in work teams. Our emotions tag along wherever we go, even to the workplace. When tough situations arise, it's not just about managing your own reactions but also stepping up to support others emotionally. Ignoring conflicts won't make them disappear. Conflict isn't always loud. It can quietly simmer due to hurt feelings or resentment. If you seem distracted, others might misinterpret it as hostility. By openly communicating your state of mind, like explaining why you're distracted, you're using emotional smarts to prevent problems. Following up with them later reinforces your bond. Enhance team emotional intelligence. Teams, like individuals, have their own emotional awareness, which affects how they work together. For instance, if something goes wrong on a big project, frustration might pop up, and it's important to deal with it openly. Each team has its unique emotional vibe, from keeping things formal to being super expressive. Everyone in the team must help manage emotions to keep things running smoothly and boost productivity. Sometimes, one team member might not be on the same page as the rest, and fixing that situation requires internal relationship management skills. To boost a team's emotional smarts, work on building both individual and group skills. Spend time getting to know each other and get comfortable talking openly. Encourage everyone to share ideas, keep each other focused, and offer support when needed. Good teams not only work well internally, but also know how to connect with people and groups outside their circle. Take emotional intelligence home. Emotionally smart couples know that keeping their relationship healthy is key to a smooth partnership. Research shows that it's not about how much couples argue, but rather about how much effort they put into resolving conflicts. Repairing a relationship means setting aside emotions long enough for both partners to calm down, understand each other's perspective, and find a way to mend things. This might require trying different approaches and being aware of each other's feelings. In the best relationships, both partners share the responsibility of making things right. Being emotionally intelligent is super important when you're a parent. It means being able to handle your feelings instead of letting them run wild. This really helps your kids, who need your guidance to deal with their own emotions. Show your child that what they think and feel matters. It's hard for parents to keep their cool when things get crazy, but that's when it matters most. Try to use emotional intelligence in everything you do. Pick one skill, practice it, and watch how it makes everything better. Key points. 1. Phineas Gage's accident showed how the brain handles emotions and thinking. 2. Emotional intelligence includes knowing yourself and how to manage relationships. 3. Understanding your feelings is important, but many find it hard. 4. Being good with emotions helps at work and keeps you healthy. 5. People get better at emotions as they get older, and some jobs need more emotional skills. 6. Practice noticing emotions, controlling reactions, and making friends to get better at EQ. 7. Emotional intelligence is crucial not only at work, but also in personal relationships and parenting.